I'm Amy Wall.
And I'm Charlie Perry.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare, but we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated with all the conflicting advice and looking the glowiest we can. So, we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Welcome to Birthday Skin, our first episode, Ames.
Wow.
So...
so enthusiastic.
Wow, I'm so excited to be here. So, we figured that we were going to talk about skin types in this episode because it's the base of your skin. So, obviously, we think that it's the best way to begin this whole process of birthday skin.
It's a nice little introduction, isn't it?
It is. And I do genuinely think, Ames, you could ask, what, 70 to 80% of people if they know what their skin type actually is, and they'll say no.
Yeah. I think people just hazard guesses a lot of the times.
Yeah.
AKA me.
And me.
We're both so guilty.
Yeah, it's actually really difficult because there's so many different options. You go from dry to oily and there's everything in between.
Yeah.
And we can hazard a guess at what you are because it's your skin and you know what feels nice and what maybe looks a bit dodgy. But, like, it's actually really handy to know so that you can get the best skin ever.
Although you're not wasting money then, are you?
Exactly. So in this episode, we're going to tell you the best places to go and find out what your skin type is, because there's loads of places you can actually go and get it tested for free. And then we're going to kind of speak about the best routine as well. So throughout all of the birthday skin episodes, we'll always recommend products that we love. And yeah, we don't want to just tell you what you already know. So if you have any skin concerns or questions and you just can't get to the bottom of it, we have our little fairies who can help us. That sounds dodgy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just my little fairy.
Oh, she's my little fairy. She's going to go and find out for me. Like you got little slaves locked up. Go on,
yeah,
fairy.
I know, but if I said fairy back in Doncaster, you're on about your foof.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get my fairy to help.
No, please, do not.
Please don't invite her. She's not welcome. Well, we have got some little friends, haven't we, that are in the know with lots of skincare.
We have.
So we can ask them, we'll do the research for you, and then we'll come back and we'll make an episode, especially for you, because chances are you're not alone with whatever your skin concern is. So do get in touch at our Instagram. Our DMs are open, so slide on.
Yeah, please slide into those.
It is at birthday.skin.
So, shall we talk about all the different skin types that there is?
Yes, please.
Because there are so many. You can go from dry to normal to combination to sensitive to oily, and it's just a bit too overpowering, if I'm honest.
It is so confusing.
Oh, it's overwhelming. I'd rather just get off my bum and go and find it out for myself.
Which...
That's what we went and did for you guys.
We did a little bit of research.
So we went to two big department stores in Manchester. We first went to Selfridges and then we went to Harvey Nicks.
They were bougie.
They were bougie.
I
feel such like a peasant whenever I walk in.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, so we went into both of those. Selfridges was first, so we went down the little escalators and we kind of scouted.
Thanks for telling everyone we went down the little escalators.
We went down the escalators, we turned left, we turned around and we saw Bow Target.
Actually, one of us went left and one of us went right.
Yeah,
we looked suspicious.
I actually reckon, like, you mentioned, didn't you, people from would have thought we were secret shoppers. And I really like that because it's like, oh, give me your best, you know, give me your best service. I'm a secret shopper, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
and you were really, you got some really good people.
Yeah.
You went straight in on Kiehl's.
Kiehl's was my first choice, Charles. You've used Kiehl's quite a lot, haven't you?
Absolutely love Kiehl's.
I do really, really, really admire Kiehl's. I can't say I've ever used anything because I've just never had chance. I've never bought. Like, I've never even thought, ooh, Kiehl's.
Yeah.
I don't know why until I've seen it recently. Like, my boyfriend's sister uses it quite a lot. Mm. And whenever I go in the bathroom, she's always got, like a moisturiser or face wash.
And it looks so classy.
It does. It looks really nice. And whenever I've, like, had testers, it smells really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm yet to actually buy a product from there, but I really want to.
Can I quickly add at this point as well? Do you know who else has got Kiehl's?
Go on, hit me.
In The Holiday, you know the film?
Yes.
Amanda, the girl.
Is that like Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when she moves into the house in England?
Yeah.
She puts all of her skincare above the mirror
Look at
it's
that.
It's all Kiehl's.
That brand placement.
I know, but I've loved that film for so long. It literally came out in what? When was it? 2006. I was literally in year 8, and then it wasn't until like year 11 that I started using it, because I had Roaccutane and I just had to get really good shit all over my face and in my pores. Mm. And then after I used it, I watched it and I was like, oh my God. I was like, if it's good for Cameron Diaz and Amanda, squish me.
I am Amanda now.
I know that it's probably not hers, but you know, I was really proud that I realised that Kiehl's was all on the side. And now you'll next watch it when it comes to Christmas and you'll not be able to miss it.
No, I'll keep an eye out for that.
But let's carry on. Kiehl's is amazing. And yeah, definitely buy some. And they did a fab little skin test on you, didn't they?
They did. So just talk about my little skin journey. I've never had my skin tested properly, not that I can remember. I probably have a long, long time ago, but I can't remember. I've always, always, always had it in my head that I have had dry to sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm.
It goes real. It completely depends on the weather. When the weather is cold and crisp, my skin, like, dries up and it goes horrible, like, so sensitive around my eyes, around my lips. Like, I'm mm-hmm. literally making myself sound like Quasimodo. But it's real. Honestly, it gets so sore. And in the summer, it's just like, pow, pow, moisture, oil, which is great. But I've always thought the oiliness was because, you know, I was a bit sweaty.
Yeah.
But I went in today and they use like two little grey things, don't they?
Yeah.
She put one on my forehead and one on my cheek, which I would have never have thought that they would take the, you know, what skin type you are from two different parts, which obviously yeah. it makes sense because you can get things for different areas of your face. But mm-hmm. I've never actually given that a thought. It's always just, you know, gone off the top of my head that, you know, your skin's your skin. You've got one skin type. But it's good to know that it's, you know, can be different in different areas.
Definitely, yeah.
Because I've never actually understood why some people maybe put, like, face masks just on the T-zone. It's like, mate, just put it all over your face. Like,
yeah,
if you're going to use one. But
well.
Obviously, if you're getting, like, an oil control face mask mm-hmm. that's going on your T-zone, because yeah, I've recently found out from the lovely lady at Kiehl's that I have a very oily T-zone and I'm just combination cheeks, like my yeah. cheeks and the rest of my skin is combination. So I think mm-hmm. half of that was down to the fact we just walked halfway across town from work
in the most humid
yes,
weather ever.
humid AF, horrible. But yeah, so yeah, I've got a oily forehead.
Congratulations.
I don't really want it. Like, for years, I've been using oil in my skincare routine, thinking,
yeah,
I need moisture. Give me oil.
Maybe that's what's making you break out.
Are you saying I'm spotty?
No, but you had that big one.
Oh, my God. It was like a second head. Right, so let me just paint a picture for you. I had this little spot on my... I had this big spot on my
little,
forehead.
Little, it was the size of my fist.
Shut up. And I thought I covered it up pretty well, right?
You did cover it up well. It was just massive.
I covered it up really well. Walked past Charlie in the corridor. She went, fucking hell. I was like, mate, I've covered it up.
It stopped me in my tracks.
I was like, come on, give me a bit of confidence here. You've literally just put... You've not even said hello to me. You've just pointed out the massive spot on my head. Like, come on.
Hon,
No, honestly, I am waiting for you to grow a mountain somewhere so I can walk past you and go, oh, God, Charles, you need to cover that up.
I've had my fair share of spots in my time. My time has been and gone. Adult acne is not my thing right now.
You know what? When you're sleeping, I'm going to rub carrot oil, olive oil all over you. What? Just one tiny little spot on your... on your forehead, and I'm going to come in and do it, and the next day I'm going to go, fucking hell.
Charles!
Jesus,
fair,
Charles.
It wasn't, like, the spot itself didn't look big.
It was the
but
lump
it was around it. You know when you get, like, a mosquito bite that's just really irritating? It's either really itchy or you've had a bit of reaction to it.
It was 2 weeks ago now, and I've still got a bit of scar.
It was mostly when you went to squeeze it.
Oh, my
God, and you,
God,
like,
yeah.
went, like, 2 centimetres either side of it,
it
and then
looked,
it popped up.
Right, I don't know if this is really inappropriate, and this is completely off topic anyway. You know a prepubescent nipple? Where, like, you've got the actual nipple that pops out a bit, and then the bit around...
I'm out. I'm not coming back on this podcast.
The bit around the nipple that pops out also away from your tit. It looks like that on my head.
To be fair, I was going to say it looked like a nipple, but I wasn't going to add the prepubescent in there.
Yeah, but so. It is prepubescent when it kind of, like, sticks out a bit where it looks like a bit of blancmange from the side. You know where it's like, bomb.
Welcome to birthday skin.
Yeah, that's sorry. I've been really inappropriate this first episode.
Shall we go
episode.
Back to skin and not nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, you were saying about how amazing your time was in Kiehl's.
My Kiehl's time was amazing. The lady gave me some... she gave me some good tips and she gave me some free testers. She actually, as well, to add on to the... you know, to the backside of it. She also did the skincare test on me, but she also pointed this, like, thermometer kind of thing at me. And it just, like, buzz was like, meep. It didn't beep, but I'm just trying to give you, you know, because you can't see the hand gestures I'm making here, so I'm trying to give you a little bit of summit. So she showed me, and it said, like, it was like 43.4%, and she was like, oh, that's the hydration in your skin. And I was like, oh, right. I was like, is that good? She was like, yeah, I'm really, really chuffed with that. She told me that it should be around 50% hydration, because it's meant to be 50-50 oil and water, but because of all, like, you know, pollution, yeah, UV rays, people tend to be between 40 and 45 nowadays percent mm-hmm. water. So she was like, yeah, 43 is quite good, which I was really chuffed with, because yeah. I went on the sunbed not so long ago. I know. But yeah, you know, so I thought it might have decreased a little bit because of the UV rays.
But while you were having all your nice tings going on around there,
tings.
I was aimlessly wandering around trying to find somebody that was helpful.
Did you find any success?
No, this is the first place I went to. I'm not going to name and shame because it was the end of the day. They were probably tired. They've had a busy time. And I actually really want to try these two companies' products because they've got really high reviews. And they're both pretty pricey. But those sales pitches were non-existent.
If we were secret shoppers, yeah, they'd be out the door.
They'd be out of there.
Yeah, they'd be out the door.
Yeah, not a cat in hell's chance would they have kept that.
No.
However... actually, I don't even know why I'm saying however. I went up and I was like, hi, I'm just looking for a new face cleanser, which I genuinely am. I was just wondering if you could give me a hand because I don't actually know what my skin type is.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me and went, well, what do you think it is? And I was like, hon.
I don't know. Attitude.
Yeah, I've just asked you that same very question, darling, and you've not even helped me. Like, he literally just was like, well, how does it feel? And I was like it always has, just like my skin. Like, this is really unhelpful. And then it was too awkward for me to try and back out. And I was like, so which one's best for me? And he was like, I think maybe this one. And I was like, okay, then thank you, bye. And then I saw you getting all pampered with stuff stuck to your head and thermometers poking out left, right and centre.
It was great, honestly.
And then wandered by us thinking, ugh. There she goes, thinking the security are definitely watching us because we both went down the escalator together, split off either side, and I'm just looking
trying
past
not
you,
to
like,
make eye contact so people know that we're not don't think we're together. I literally walked out of Kiehl's and I was just like kind of like where do I go? Where I can't see her. I'm just gonna walk around.
Yeah, security defo thought that we were up to no good.
Yeah, I know. Just like aimlessly walking around.
Thought I was gonna be taking little testers left, right, and centre. Like, oh,
testers. What testers are there for?
Well, I know. I mean, the full-blown products on the side that you can actually test.
That's what they're there for.
They're there to be nicked.
Stop.
So I was wandering around. You were getting all pampered. And then I went to another one. And I said to her, I was like, hi, I was just wondering, I'm looking for a new face cleanser, but I don't know what my skin type is. So would you be able to help me, please? Same again.
Why do people not want to help?
Well, what do you think your skin type is? And I was like, I'm sat here, literally, in my birthday skin. I've got no makeup on. Tell me what it is. Like, look at me. What does it look like?
Maybe
like,
you've just got a really unwelcoming face.
I know I've got a resting bitch face, but I'm actually really friendly inside. So anyway, I decided, she was like asking me these questions, and then it was one of those questions where I was supposed to answer and she was meant to ask another question, but she asked me and I just went, okay, thank you, bye, and stood up. I was like, I literally can't deal with this anymore, this is so embarrassing.
Fair.
And then we met and we went over to Old Harvey next.
Hang on a minute, don't jump the gun.
Why?
Because whilst you were, you know, getting pied left, right and centre, I went to Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh girl,
walking around.
I love her.
Yeah, I've never ever used this stuff. Heard really good reviews on the skincare, but again, quite pricey.
Mm-hmm.
I went over, kind of just picked wherever that I knew had good reviews, because at this time I get really nervous and I was just walking around like, and I couldn't see you anywhere, so I was like a lost kid in a Asda store or whatever. Like, oh my god, I can't find my mom. But yeah, so I went to Charlotte Tilbury. I asked this lady, and I asked her the same thing. Hi, like, please can you just tell me what my skin type is? Like, I'm looking for a new skincare routine. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, I'm looking for a new routine. She was like, is it skincare or makeup? And I was like, oh, skincare. And she didn't have any particular tools to test it out. She didn't touch my skin or anything. She just had questions. Mm-hmm. But I found them to be quite useful. She was asking me stuff like, what's my skin like in the morning? Do I get any, like, flaky or bumpy areas? Does my makeup slip off easily? Mm-hmm. And she basically gave me the same result that Kiehl's did. So quite accurate.
Yeah.
So I've got combination skin apart from the oil around my T-zone. Mm-hmm. So she gave me a few testers and told me to use a primer that's hydrating because it'll keep my makeup on. And just, yeah, just like oil-free stuff. That's just nice. Yeah.
Amazing.
So I'll give that a good go. But then,
So far we've got Kiehl's and Charlotte Tilbury. However, then we took a little trip.
Oh, God, yeah. Talk to me about this trip. Insane.
We went over the road to Harvey Nicks in Manchester Centre.
Did the exact same thing, walked in together, then just split off like secret agents.
Through the handbag section, which smelled amazing, may I add.
Well, you've got your Jo Malone there, haven't you?
Yeah, true.
So tell me about your journey, because I'm going to tell you about mine soon.
So I had a little wander and I saw a Pixie counter, and I've heard really good things from them from one of my friends, but she's
I've heard good things.
Yeah, she's got a much oilier skin type than I have, so I was a little bit like, I don't really know what's best, but she raves about it, so maybe they'll do something that's perfect for me. Because I also went to Kiehl's a few days ago, which is why I let you go this time.
You're so
and
kind.
You're welcome. She didn't do the little water thing, hydration thing, but I found out with the little pads that I was normal to dry. However, while this lady was trying to help me, she was like, the Pixie lady's not here. Go and speak to Lauren at Dermalogica. And I said, hi, Lauren. I'm Charlie. I need a new face wash and I don't know my skin type. And so she sat me down and she said, right, I'll do a full skin consultancy thing on you. We'll figure out what you need, blah, blah, blah. I was like, perfect. Sat down and she whipped out these goggles. She put this headband on and then it kind of went down in front of her, like something from Doctor Who. A light turned on and then some like specs popped down and they were like, it was like a magnifying glass with a light on top over her eyes on like some kind of, I don't know, Cyberman headband.
She could see what you had for breakfast coming through your pores.
She could see that avocado.
Charlie, that aero bubble you had before is not showing right on your skin.
Damn, the green just doesn't suit me.
Shrek, bitch.
So she sat me down and she was asking me about my skin concerns and everything, and she put it all into this app. And then she, like, put this headband on and literally stroked my skin. It actually felt really nice. But she was like stroking my skin, like trying to feel the oil. And because I had no makeup on, like she could do it quite accurately. But I also said to her, because when she first asked me, like, do I ever feel dry? Once I've washed my face, I feel very dry. Like if I forget to put my moisturiser on, I'm like, ooh! I feel like I've had a facelift. So because I'd said that, and then I'd said, but by the end of the day, because if I wear makeup, or even if I don't actually, towards kind of like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, my nose is quite shiny, which doesn't really make sense. So basically, she said that because my oil glands are like producing more because my skin's dehydrated, that's what's making it look shiny in the afternoon when actually it's a bit dry. So it's combination skin with like an oily T-zone, which is really helpful to know. But then she literally got all the products out and she's like, right, I'll show you how to wash your face. And she literally had a full routine and I washed my face in the shop and it was amazing.
Can I just add really quickly, whilst you're talking about dry and dehydrated?
Yes.
Did you know that it's not the same thing? When your skin is dry, it's lacking oil. And when your skin is dehydrated, it's lacking water. So common, like, characteristics of dry skin is, like, I don't know, like, flaky.
Flakiness, yeah.
Yeah, just, like, tight. Mm-hmm. Dehydrated's just, like, dull. Like, blotchy.
Yeah.
I think you can kind of know the difference, don't you?
Yeah.
If you've got like dry skin or if it's dehydrated.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just good to know it's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's really helpful.
Yeah, just you know, a little tip for you guys.
Thanks, girl.
So what would you rate your Dermalogica trip out of 10?
I would give it a solid 9. It would be a 10 if they actually use something rather than personal opinion.
Yeah.
So you had a very objective test with the little pads, and I had a very subjective test because she kind of just stroked it lightly, and I don't feel like... I just would have liked a bit of, like, technological advancement.
Yeah, something, like, to show you that what she's saying is legit.
Exactly. So, as we've said, you probably already know your skin type. However, it is so worth it to just go and get it tested because they're going to tell you it. They're the experts. And also, you don't have to buy the products. It's not going to cost you anything just to get a skin type test. And if you're looking after your skin because you know your skin type, it's automatically going to be so much better.
Yeah.
You're not going to be too greasy. You're not going to be too dry. You're going to be comfortable. And hopefully over time, it's going to do something really good for your skin as well.
Yeah. Because now I know not to use as much oil.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to see... I'm going to keep this short, but basically, I've got a new best mate. Sorry,
what?
Charles. Yeah, I... Right. Girl. I walked into Harvey Nicks while she were going to Dermalogica. I kind of scouted, and there was a lot of counters that were empty because it was, you know, we'd finished work. A lot of them had finished work as well. So I was just, like, walking around, and I found a lady who wasn't really on a counter, and I was just like, hey, please help. She pointed me over to a lovely, lovely man called Roy at La Mer. Used to be Creme de La Mer, but now La Mer.
Yeah.
Honestly, I did not want to walk over there. Such a high-end brand, isn't it?
It's
so expensive. I thought, this guy's going to take one look at me, you know, with my hair shoved on top of my head like in a bun, my big hoops in. He's going to look at me and think, you're never in a million years going to buy this product.
It is a bit daunting,
products,
isn't
yeah.
it?
But Roy sat me down, asked me if I had time for a test. I thought, yeah, why not?
He... Do you have time for a test, love?
Time.
Have you got an STI?
Time for tests. Anyway, right. He was like, straight off, no questions about what my skin was. He literally was like, so let me get to know a little bit about you. Tell me your daily routine. What do you do? Like, what's your name? And he was just so friendly. Like, you'd think, I mean, I hate to put stereotypes on brands, but, you know, you'd think the more high-end you go, the more snobbier they'd be.
A bit stuffy, yeah.
Yeah, and just, like, look at you, like, you're never going to buy this. Mm-hmm. Like, walk, especially in a department store as well, where everything's high-end.
Yeah.
He, honestly, I hope there's more Roys about in...
There needs to be more Roys,
honestly,
in this world.
He was so nice. He literally got out all these products, rubbed them all on my hand, told me the story of La Mer. He gave me, like, a mini facial, I swear to God. It even hit the pressure points on the back of my head.
What a babe.
Roy, honestly.
Were you laying down?
No, I was, like, resting. If my boyfriend's listening to this, like, I'm sorry, Callum, but...
You need to meet Roy.
Roy's the one for me. No, yeah. So he was, like, behind me.
How old was Roy?
I think he was, like, mid-20s. It had only been there a few months, he said.
But no, I love it. I mean, I don't mean it in a mean way, but I just really love it when you have a young person with, like, a slightly older name. I love it when girls have really old, traditional names.
Yeah,
I just love the fact that he's called Roy and he works at La Mer.
It was great, honestly.
I love you and I've never met you.
He was, honestly, it was such a nice experience.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend, if anybody does want to go and get, you know, any testers, maybe, you know, or just wants... you know, a routine planned out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared of the high-end brands.
Yeah.
Even though they are pricey and, you know, they're gonna cost a bomb.
There's a reason why it costs that
much. There's
a
reason why they cost so much. You don't have to buy them at the end. He literally sat me down and said, do you want to try them before buying? And I was like, yeah, because I would have felt really awkward after all that, being like, oh, can I just have testers? If you're gonna take one thing from that story, it's, well, two things. Find yourself a mate like Roy and don't be scared of the high-end brands.
Can you also tell our lovely listener about the story of La Mer, because it's fascinated me?
So he told me it was a guy who founded it. He was a NASA physicist.
Mm-hmm.
And to cut a long story short, something went wrong in one of his experiments and he got, like, second, third degree burns all over his chest, on his shoulders. So he quit doing whatever it was he was doing then. So he was walking down the beach, I think it was a good few years or some time later, and he saw some fishermen wiping kelp into their arms.
Oh.
Yeah, and he walked over because he was quite curious and he was like, why are you doing that? And the fishermen were like, oh, we don't know, it just keeps our skin really, really nice.
I guess because they're out on the sea, like in the sun
all
day. Yeah,
they've got really bad conditions, haven't they?
But, yeah.
Like, apparently the skin was, like, really good, so...
Mm-hmm.
The guy was just like, oh, wow. So he started, like, experimenting with all these natural ingredients. Mm-hmm. And basically he did, I think it was 6,000 experiments over 12 years. So he'd add loads of like natural ingredients.
Mm-hmm. All from the sea.
Yeah, he was like fascinated with marine life. Mm-hmm. So he'd had all these ingredients together and all these like vitamins and oils, and he'd basically ferment them like wine.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he started to use his own experiments on his burns. Mm-hmm. And they started working really, really well. So all his mates were like, oh my God, like, what are you using? And he was like, oh, just, you know, just my homemade remedies. And it was from there, like, he just started this brand. And
that's mad.
Yeah, it was amazing. And Roy, little old Roy, told me as well that they are going plastic free soon. He also told me, which I think is really, really nice, he told me that all the managers and people, like, go on ocean walks to pick up all the rubbish and plastic that's like washed up on beaches, and I just thought that was so cute.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that because I'm also absolutely besotted with the sea and everything in the sea.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with it. I even went and got my diving qualification. That's how much I'm obsessed with sea life. So I'm all over that, and I'm really sad that I didn't get to have the experience with Roy that you had. So while I was with old Lauren C at Dermalogica, she introduced me to something that I have never, ever even thought of. Right. And it sounds so simple and so obvious, but literally, today is the first time somebody's ever introduced to me a double cleanse.
Is that just as simple as it sounds?
Yeah, you literally use... It's two different products, so you don't wash your face once, wipe it off, and then wash it again. You use, like, a balm that will get rid of your makeup, or you can use anything, really. A lot of skincare companies will have an option for that, but you'll... This one that I used was a balm, and it was like a... had quite a strange texture. It was... It wasn't completely solid, but it wasn't as, like, liquidy as a moisturiser. Mm. But as soon as you, like, rubbed it into your skin, it turned into an oil, and it gets rid of all the makeup. So you put it on dry skin, you wipe it all off with just, like, a wet cloth, and then you get an actual cleanser, yeah. And then you do that afterwards. So the first part of the cleanse gets rid of all your makeup and all the dirt,
yeah.
And the second part is the treatment, which always makes sense because you should always get yourself a face cleanser dependent on what your skin type is, because
yeah.
That's the base, and everything on top needs to work with it rather than just doing that one first job.
Yeah.
So let's quickly outline a skincare routine which is simple and can be made a little more
complex.
Yeah. A little more bougie.
Yeah.
So you've got your cleanser. Obviously, you can do a double cleanse, as I've just advised. And sometimes people will use a different cleanser in the evening for overnight. You've got your toner and your moisturiser. The toner will basically close the pores and help to seal in the moisture that you're going to put in with your moisturiser. But also, you'll need an exfoliator as well, but that's not every night. Like, you don't want to be doing that
every night. Oh, God, no.
That's, like, once a week, max. But also, some people get confused with exfoliators because some are just like a liquid, some are a cream, some are like a scrub. It's completely up to you. I used to use one from Kiehl's, which was a microdermabrasion scrub, and they crushed up shells and put it into the exfoliator. But then after a while, I felt like I was scrubbing too hard, and I prefer a chemical exfoliator. And then you can go in and you can go bougie on, like, masks and acids and SPF. SPF should definitely be an everyday thing. Put mm-hmm. that on in the morning. You can get ones that you drop into your favourite moisturiser and it will work as an SPF.
That's handy.
Yeah, or you can get an SPF that you wear, you let that dry and then you moisturise. There's so many different types, so depending on your skin type, they'll probably recommend one for you.
Yeah.
And then obviously you've got your mask that we all like, and acids are something we will speak about in a few episodes time, because they're very confusing, and the bottle's just like reading the...
Yeah, they're just so aggressive, aren't
yeah,
they?
It's like reading the periodic table, so it's a bit confusing. But they are really good for your skin. They're really good at retexturising and giving you a really smooth complexion. But we'll go into that another day, because I know that's a big subject.
Yeah.
And then you've got eye creams and mists, and I know you like a little eye roller in the morning, don't you?
Oh, I do like an eye roller. I feel like it just wakes me up.
I could have done with it this morning, you know.
Yeah, same.
I'd been drinking all weekend, and then I got on the train because I got stuck in Doncaster last night. I had to get the train into Manchester today, and I didn't really look in the mirror. I just got a shower, got dressed and left super quick. And then I looked in the mirror when I got on the train, think, oh, I should probably check what I look like right about now, 2 hours later. And I've never seen my face as puffy as that in my entire life. And I remember thinking, I just need Amy's eye roller ball.
It was so good.
I really needed
it. It's only
a
simple one.
I know. But for me, I don't use an eye cream because I don't get dry eyes and I don't feel like it's a problem for me right now. But yeah, I would say that is the kind of routine that one expects to have put in front of you if you go and get your skin type tested, which you definitely should do.
Yes, 100%.
If you learn one thing from this, just go and get your skin properly tested.
It's just interesting to know.
Yes, then you can, like, even if you want to go into Boots or Superdrug and buy yourself a new skincare routine, you know what you're looking for,
yeah,
rather than walking in and thinking, oh, that packaging looks nice, but I don't know what that does. Because I know I used to do that.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, I think that it's super important to have a really good, complex skin routine, but it's not affordable for everybody. So just know your skin type. Go and get yourself sorted and your skin is going to thank you. And then when you go and put your makeup on, it's going to look absolutely amazing. And maybe one day you won't need your makeup and you're just going to walk around in your birthday skin. So I've briefly just touched on SPF and how it should definitely be part of your everyday routine. And the reason for that will be in the next episode because we're going to touch on sun care, aren't we?
We are, yes, we are.
Yeah, so we all know that you need your SPF, UVA,
don't say too
UVBs.
Much, Charles.
And yeah, we're going to tell you exactly how to look after your skin properly. Again, we don't want to just sit here and tell you everything that you might already know, but we're starting off with the basics so that we can build from there. We can build an empire.
Getting our foundations.
Yeah, we can build an empire of amazing girls and amazing guys that are going to have amazing skin.
Yeah.
Well, Ames, I'll see you next time for a bit of advice on how to not get wrinkly and old leather and baggy in the skin.
Yeah, I'll see you
in
later,
the sun,
Charles.
In the skin.
Oh, God, you call it a night.
Let's call it a night.
Right.
Bye, hon.
Bye, babes.